All right.
We back.
What? Season three of this thing.
I think this might be season one.
Look, it's a redo.
3 years later.
Right.
Reboot.
Right. It's a whole reboot.
Beauty and the Trail reboot.
Yeah, man. Welcome back to Beauty and the Trail. What? Can't believe we're saying that.
It's crazy.
Well, we'll see, because for real, like, coming back, we have to do this every week. I live in Richmond, and I was just talking to my sister, like, how is this about to happen? So,
right, it took 2 hours to get down here today.
Yeah,
like, I know traffic on a Saturday probably is nuts.
Yeah, man. It's a lot going on. So, yeah, we are back.
We think. Maybe.
Probably.
Yeah.
We don't know. Yeah, Eli's here. What's up, Eli?
Yo, what up?
He's going to sit in on an episode with us.
It's going to be
Vic,
cool, man.
Vic, a.k.a. Trail, is up
we
in
back.
Here.
Kilo, what it do? I don't even know when the last time I seen you.
It's been forever.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time since I seen Keith.
Yeah, I seen you.
Too, dog.
This is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been a minute.
Reunion right here on the podcast.
Right.
My sister in here. What's up, Kiana?
What's good?
Yo.
Yeah, man.
The ball be crossing them up and all that? Oh, yeah.
All of that. Breaking ankles and all that stuff. All right, so let's get into, like, the real episode of Beauty and the Trail. I guess that's, like, for old time's sake, the KSA. The KSA.
I know you got some real
fat
wisdom.
I prepared this on Tuesday as just like, yo, these niggas is crazy. Okay, so ladies, right, if we do continue with this season, well, first of all, I just want to say, like, what's the theme of this season? We already talked about it, but, like, we should probably put it out there. It's been two years, right?
That's been more than two.
It's been like four, honestly.
You know, we missed a whole year because of the pandemic. I mean, it's like, don't even
I don't
feel
think
like
we
it was
did this
year,
since, what, like, 2017?
2017,
I think.
17, yeah. 18, 19, 20.
It's been 4 years.
2017.
And it's 2021 now. It's been 4 years.
Bruh.
Do people even remember us? Like, we just hopping in just yikes, talking to people like they know what's going on.
Who are these niggas?
Yeah. Who are these niggas?
They better.
Word. Maybe we should reintroduce ourselves.
I mean, dang. Okay, so I'm Kiara. I'm Kilo.
Yeah.
Key. That's Westside Eli. Oh, I mean, come on. Niggas should know. Go back and listen to season one and two. We got bangers. We got bangers.
We got you.
Yeah, man. Okay, so how this show goes is, you know, as the opener said, Beauty and the Trail, bringing you the ignorant and the real. We're going to be super real with you. A little splash of classiness. That's where I come in.
Yeah.
A little splash of ignorance. That's where Trail comes in. And
not even a little splash.
For real.
Splash.
Right. It's a big old cannonball splash of ignorance. You know, I give you a little bit of, ignorance as well.
I might be a little balanced.
I think.
I got a little bit of.
I think you got some sense. So this season we was talking about how much we have changed, man. Mindset. Yeah. Well, I hope. Yeah. I can only speak for me, like, mindset and spiritually and emotionally and all that stuff. I've done a lot of growth. And even though season one and two was very entertaining and I was laughing and stuff, I was just like, who was that? She was on one. Okay. So, and now I'm on something. But it won't that. you know, that comes with age and stuff. So this season three, what we're going to be focusing on is the theme is then versus now. So it may, you know, we still a little ignorant, but, you know, we got some sense now. I'm about to turn 30. Vic already turned 30.
Yep.
You 31 now?
No, I'm 30.
Okay, you are 30 in February.
Yeah.
And Eli.
I'm 31.
Yeah, and ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
30s is where it's at. I'm ready. I'm ready to jump in at 30.
Especially because, like, when you're young, I mean, you don't really realize we're 30 yet.
Yeah.
You think it's so far away, and it's like, yo.
And then boom.
We sitting here at 30. I'm like, I remember being 15, 16.
Man, yeah. What?
17.
18.
Exactly.
I remember being 25. But anyway, hopping into the show. KSA. I miss these. And niggas need KSAs because niggas are still stupid. Here we go. Niggas are still stupid. Okay, ladies. So, this is when I sprinkle some wisdom on that tail, okay? It's going to be mostly for ladies because I just been feeling like a real strong connection to women lately. It might be some stuff for niggas, but niggas are so stupid that I'm not even going to waste my time and my energy and my breath. So, ladies, it's just me and you, okay? I'm going to give you the red sign, the red flags and the green flags when it comes to these niggas, okay? Especially what they say. Because usually a nigga got a lot to say first before we even see actions. And before you even need to get into the actions, it's usually day one. Oh, my goodness. Just the things that he says, it's just like, ooh, run for the hills or, you know, dig your heels in and like see where this goes. Okay, so I'm going to give you, you know, the same scenarios and give you green flags of, you know, okay, ding, okay, all right, I like what he on. And red flag, like, nigga, no, excuse me? All right, so red flag. And this might, of course, y'all can chime in. Red flag. When I'm going to see you again, that's a red flag.
What?
And I'm going to explain.
Please.
When I'm going to see you again. The green flag, the green version of that, and this is only if you're of an upper caliber, you know. The green flag for that is, so when can I take you out? You know what I'm saying? When can I see you again? I mean, nigga, you can FaceTime me. I mean, you can see me on Instagram. You know what I'm saying?
I like to chime in.
Go ahead.
If I were to say that, that's me being humble.
Okay.
It's just a whole, come on, you know, leaving it up to you kind of thing. Because, of course, me and be like, hey, so tomorrow, you know, I can rattle off when you go see me again and throw your whole itinerary at you. But it's, you know, me kind of, you know, taking a...
Yeah.
But that's me, though. But I understand what you're saying, because niggas might not be like me. And niggas ain't like me.
And I'm busy. So when you going to see... I mean, and then that's just like, I mean, how about you say, listen, I would like to take you out. And then that's when I'll be like, okay, when? So there you go. And I'm honestly giving niggas game, too. So my Cash App is...
We starting off early, yeah.
Kilogram, okay?
It's in the payment.
Okay, red sign, a red flag. If a nigga keeps saying... The first time it's like, but if he says it more than once, we grown. Okay, so, I know how old I am. Like, we grown. That's usually signaling to doing some grown people things that he probably has not earned yet. The green flag to that would be not mentioning that we grown at all. You know, you don't got to mention that at all. Just we grown. Okay, got it. Duh. I've been grown for about 12 years now, my nigga.
Niggas violating me. Like, yeah, we grown.
We grown.
What does that have to do with
anything? I'm about to be 30. Like, what? Wow. Anyway, red flag. Red flag. You don't listen. A nigga telling you don't listen. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and do the green flag, and then I'm going to break them both down. The green flag to that is, you don't listen. You don't listen, okay? So he might be saying you don't listen because niggas sometimes, insecure men or men that really can't hold up to what you bring to the table, you know, he don't like when you talk, you know, because you... He like for you to be dumb and quiet. And on the other hand of that is, like, you probably do need to just listen. Like, you probably should just shut up, girl, and listen. Been there. I've been on both sides of that. And last but not least, red flag is relax. Go with the flow. Hate that. That's a red. If a nigga say relax, go with the flow, and you are over the age of 27 and you not trying to have just a good time, like, you might want to run for the hills. Okay, green light to that would be like, I would like to get to know you better. And then he proceeds to show you that. You know what I'm saying? Not no relax, go with the flow. Nigga, I can flow by myself. You know what I'm saying? And not to say that I'm trying to get married tomorrow, but I usually, around this age, I need a nigga with some intention. You know what I'm saying? So there you go. Red flags and green flags from these niggas, words, word-wise. All right, so there go your key and say, da-dum, boom, boom.
I like it.
Yeah.
Boom. Word.
They're going to ignore the red flags anyway, but that'll be another episode.
They are. But they can't say that, you know, yeah, Kilo wasn't there for them. You know, I care about you.
Some of them red flags made some ears perk up. It felt familiar.
Yeah, because you've said them before, Eli. I'm sure you have.
Oh, wait. I said go with the flow. Yeah, when I was like 17.
Yeah, of course. Maybe even 21.
I might have said that.
You know what I'm saying?
A couple months ago. That might have
been in a bio, and I mean, I'm going with the flow.
I'm just going with the flow. And you know what? At first, it do sound like, yeah, let's go with the flow. Nigga would have you flowing into misery.
Yeah, true.
Nah.
Go with the flow is the same thing as let's have sex till we fall in love.
Exactly.
That's what that is.
And I'm sitting on mine, love. Sorry about that. All right. Bumper dump.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, we've been gone for so long, right?
Oh, yeah. Bumper dump, yeah.
And this year been kind of crazy. But I'm going to try to keep it concise just to kind of like the stuff that's been.
Let's do it.
It's come out recently, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to just start it with J. Cole. People have mixed feelings about.
I still have to dig into J. Cole. Right?
Have you listened to the J. Cole?
Yeah. Well, I ain't going to lie. I listened to it for maybe a couple you know, a couple of days, and then I didn't.
And then I did it.
I don't know what that's about, man. I like J. Cole, man. I like this.
I like J. Cole, too. I don't know why I don't. I don't know. I just think, because normally when I'm listening to music, I'm either, you know, I'm either at work or in the whip. So I be needing something to turn me up. So
that's why. I can respect that. Yeah. I can respect that. I think J. Cole probably, not really, it ain't really a turn me up type joint. I want to listen to some rap, so let me go listen to some rap, right? Mm. All right. So the next joint I got is, we've been saying this a lot all over kind of social media, that Wizkid.
Mm.
And he's been, like, he got the joint Essence featuring Tims.
Yeah. I'm so far behind.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to catch you up. That's why I'm here.
Because music just comes out so fast. And it does. I like to digest. So you know what I'm saying? Give me some time.
And I'm going to give you the slaps. And I got a playlist.
Okay, yeah.
I got a playlist. Lit. Just the slaps. I mean, I'm going to get you headed in the right direction. You can do all the research after if you decide you want to like them or not. But Wizkid's album, Made in Lagos. The big hit off of that right now is Essence featuring Tims. Tims is kind of cool, too. She's got a album out, or most recent one, is called For Broken Ears. My favorite joint off of that is called Iced Tea. We got Migos with Culture 3.
Where's the horns?
Yeah. You heard that. Okay, so y'all like that joint. Wait. It's your favorite joint off of that?
Man, I got to go look at the...
You got to look at the playlist? Pull the playlist.
I like the song type. But I like
Cardi.
Yeah.
I like that joint,
I like the entire album, honestly. I'm a Migos fan.
Yeah, me too.
I'm a Migos fan.
Can I be honest?
Yeah, be honest.
Culture 2 was kind of here and there for me. Culture As a Migos was, fan, was it disappointed
boo-boo.
Me.
I don't want to say boo-boo, so but me, like on a Migos level, it was boo-boo for
had
them.
The same, they ain't had the same electricity, especially the first one did.
Yeah.
I think I like Malibu. That's a song I've been liking lately.
You like Malibu? Mm-hmm. I like Malibu.
I didn't really like it at first, and then I think it came out the other day, and I'm like, yo, this shit slaps.
Yeah. It does slap. Now, the whole album is like that.
It was some parts of Malibu where Polo G was a little offbeat.
Because Polo G, I don't understand that neither. That's the worst part of the song.
It's just like, bruh, just slow down.
It was almost like, it was almost like Migos was like, all right, this is the beat. You put your verse on it, and then we gonna put eyes after that. Yeah. Like, he didn't hear their verses or nothing.
Like, just relax, bro. Yeah.
But he can rap, though. Yeah. And that's what surprised me. I was like, why is he doing this?
Mm-hmm. But you know what? Take Off was phenomenal on that album, but he's always extraordinary. I love
Take Off spits.
Yes.
He goes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and hold up. One more comment about the album.
Please.
And then you can move forward. But a way to open an album is Avalanche.
Avalanche.
Yeah. That's how you open an album. And how they all just flowed together. Like, there was no pausing. Offset just jumped right in. You know what I'm saying?
The beat is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sample is crazy, man.
Bump, bump, bump.
All right, so that's like the big... Oh, wait. One more big joint that recently came out. Tyler, the Creator. How y'all feel about Tyler, the Creator?
I didn't check that one out. I'm not a fan of his, so.
I wasn't really, I know Tyler, the Creator.
I listened to a couple songs of, like, the, but it was different. It wasn't on, like, the weird shit that he normally be on. So it was kind of like, it was a little more modern. But I didn't listen to the whole album, but I did listen to a couple tracks. I'm like, okay, it's not the shit that I thought it was going to
be. Yeah, so, like, DJ Drama kind of narrates the album.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. So it has, like, a mixtape feel to it because he's talking his shit over it or whatever. And the beat selection is crazy.
Mm.
So even if you don't really like listening to like some of the, I mean, he don't really say a whole lot of crazy stuff on this one, but like he can rap. And if you just want to vibe to some like hip hop beats, that's what it feel like. It feel real good in that aspect.
I'm not mad at it.
Yeah. So those are the big joints that kind of came out recently. Let me give you two projects that are probably a little under the radar for y'all, our listeners as well. Kenyon Dixon. He's a singer. He has an album called Expectations.
Okay.
Why did I think about the Kevon the slave?
Like, I'm a young black man. It's not young black man. Who has moved on, by the way. He put out the little covers of other stuff.
He got his ears pierced and shit. I see. Nigga probably got some pussy or something too.
You know what?
Yo, I'm saying.
Got a little taste of some pussy. Stop playing.
Hey. The sauce in him now, man. A little drip right now, right? So that's Kenyon Dixon. His album's called Expectations. The joint I like on there is called Expectations, but it's another joint in there called Hard Way. So if you listen to that album, check that out. And then there's a group called Hiatus Coyote. They are an Australian group.
Okay.
Damn.
And like
Eli know everything.
Eli be plugged in.
I try to. I love music. I genuinely love music. And I want to take my time to kind of incorporate everybody into the music that is just literally around the world. It's good music everywhere.
Right.
And when you hear that, when you hear that group, check out the playlist. I'm gonna put the playlist is live right now.
Mm-hmm.
One of the songs on there is called "Chivalry Is Not Dead." When you hear this group, you're not gonna know what they look like. So hear the song and then go Google what they look like. It's gonna surprise
okay.
you.
Okay. I'm looking forward to getting into that Bump It Up playlist.
That's the Bump It Up right there.
Are you gonna tweet it or where can we find it?
Absolutely, you can find it. I'm gonna put it on Twitter.
Okay.
All you're going to have to do is search the hashtag Bump or Dump.
Mm-hmm.
You can come to my page. It'll be up there. I had that joint pinned on there.
Lit.
You can search Apple Music.
What's your handle?
Oh, my Twitter? Underscore get money. You can search Westside Eli, too. That got an N in the middle of that. It's UNH. UNH underscore
mm-hmm.
get money. It'll be there. I'm going to put it on Spotify.
Lit.
So, yeah, I'm going to update that joint. I'm gonna say bi-weekly, but it's something to move me. I'm going to throw something else in there.
Nah, let's do it. So hashtag bump or dump.
Bump or dump, baby.
B-U-M-P or D-U-M-P. Word. Okay, so no shade. And we're going to see how this goes because my phone on 1%. Okay. So this, before, you know, our no shade wasn't too messy. You know what I'm saying? I was never on my Wendy Williams because I'm a joyful, happy woman. And I know the Lord. So I'm never that miserable. So this spin in season 3, how we going to do no shade is we're going to give some constructive criticism. We're going to give them some love as if like we're really friends with these people. Mm-hmm. And if you don't got nothing nice to say, we're going to try to say it as nicely as we can. No shade. Okay. Oh, yes. Bless you.
I don't go nowhere without it.
Okay.
Like my wallet.
Word. Shit is essential.
No doubt.
Why it ain't working? Oh, because it's dead. Okay.
Oh, the phone.
So let me see if I can remember off the top of my head. Have y'all thought of any celebrity gossip? Let me see. I know that Tabitha Brown Seasoning Sunshine has hit the stores, hit online, and then it's sold out in 37 minutes.
What is that, a book?
No, it's her seasoning. Like, she released some seasoning. I don't know what's in the seasoning per se. It's called Sunshine. So when what would be in some Sunshine seasoning?
Ain't she like vegan or something? Mm-hmm. So is it like some vegan seasoning?
Floral. Yeah, might be some cumin in there. I don't know. Okay. What tastes like sunshine? I don't know.
You got a following. You can sell anything.
Literally.
It don't even matter. The first one is always going to sell out, even if that shit weak. The first batch is going to...
Wait, what is this?
Yeah.
But it's going
to
sell.
They need to know if it's bad or not. They need to know what they're hating on.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Lil Baby, he was arrested for 32 grand. Listen, I'm doing this off the top of my head, so if I'm wrong, please excuse me. 32 grams of marijuana they found on Lil Baby in Paris, and so he was arrested. But now he's free as of July the 9th. Is that today? Yeah.
Today?
Today the 10th.
Okay.
The
10th, so as of yesterday, he was released. So he's back on tour. He'll be in Norfolk.
Norfolk got a couple concerts.
We outside.
Coming out. Like,
I heard them tickets is going crazy. And I was talking to my sister. It's because Jeezy going to be there.
Yeah, Jeezy. Dirk
going to be there.
Yeah. That's a lineup.
Yeah, that's a lineup.
And going to be in the Nova?
The scope.
Yep. Oh, I said that Northern not gonna hold that.
I'm like, shit sounds a little janky, but I believe in what's going on.
It's gonna be janky.
They always,
but it's gonna be fun.
Everybody gonna show up. Yeah. And, you know how we have a little track record out here.
Yeah.
You know, niggas throwing shit and niggas not coming.
But, I love the 757.
Yeah.
I love it out here.
I don't think that's gonna happen though.
Janky but fun. What else? What else I got? I can't think of anything else off the top of my head. But you know what? I really don't be in celebrity mess no more. But nope, that's it.
I seen the one thing on Twitter. Oh,
what? Go ahead,
Drake.
Yes, I was just about to say that Drake.
Okay,
he took some shorty on a. Do you know her?
I saw her name. I think she's some kind of model of some sort.
Yeah,
she took her on a date. A basketball player's mama, like a.
Oh,
a
is
high
she?
School stars back
oh,
is
she? Mama. Okay, Drake, yeah, Keanu said,
the boy play on LeBron's son's team.
Got you.
Yeah.
You can't take that nigga Drake nowhere.
You can't. Like, bro.
What are you doing? I love a boy.
Listen, what?
Can I say something real quick about the whole thing? Him being caught in the stadium on a date.
Yes, on a date. That's so fire.
I ain't gonna lie. as a Drake fan, that's what I want from an album that's getting ready to come out called Certified Lover Boy. I want to do flexing in the Dodger Stadium.
You know what? And I saw that and I'm like, that's what I deserve. Yes. We deserve that, ladies, don't we? Nigga don't run out the whole Dodgers.
That nigga Drake is fucking different,
that's
yo.
That's so romantic.
He always doing some shit.
He always in something. Always
that shit
in something.
Is so funny.
But my nigga, I invited you here to see my son play. Now you out here talking to somebody.
Wait, bro, what?
My son's teammate's mama. Like, come on. And then I was watching the same night he was, Nicki Minaj had went live with Bia, the rapper.
I never even heard of her until.
Yeah, I had heard of her, but I still haven't heard her music. But anyway, he hopped in the live and put in the comments, Bia fine, while he is on a date. This nigga, when are you going to slow down, Champagne Poppy?
He different, man.
I guess when you rich and when you popping.
Yeah, you can do whatever. Certified Lover Boy, I guess.
You can get married at 70. Boy. Yeah. All right. Well, that's. Oh, I guess we didn't give no constructive criticism for real. Lil Baby, I don't know. Hide your weed or put your weed on somebody
these
else.
Rappers, when they go out of the country with these weed laws, you just be low with it.
Just be low.
Everybody, most countries, I was researching it, like, most countries don't really fuck with weed like that.
Yeah.
Well, America, you know, we trying to push it and shit, but most of these countries
don't. Except Amsterdam.
Yeah, shit like that.
Especially
but most
if you like a rapper.
Yeah.
They looking for you, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a target on your head.
Exactly.
I blame James Harden. It's all his fault.
No.
Nigga, real pressed for that picture. Like, my nigga. Anyway. All right, that's no shade.
Little baby.
Oh, little baby.
So, the next segment we have are the moves, but we're going to name it something else. We're going to spend this time to really just have, like, a live read or share some highlights of a business or whatever. So let's do a complimentary one while we're here. Kilo, not my name, but the hat business, at KHILO.VA. That's a hat brand by my sister, Kiana.
Hats is fire, too.
Yeah, yes, thank you. Thank you on her behalf. Yeah, she do fitted caps. She do snapbacks. And we're doing a pop-up shop July the 25th. That's a Sunday in Norfolk.
Okay,
and she's going to have some merchandise that is only, it's going to be, it's a surprise. Okay. It's a surprise. And it's only going to be available at the pop-up shop. So she's going to have shirts. She's going to have hats. Yes, they're fire. They fire. So
yeah.
Pull up on her. Follow at KHILO.VA, at Kilo.VA to see where she's going to be at. And she's going to start promoting that soon. But yeah, man, listen, quality hats. We're not talking about something you get from Lids. Whack. You know? And don't be coming on the page talking about $85 for a fitted. Yeah, my nigga, we do this. You know, yeah. If you don't got it and if you're not in that, you know, that niche crowd.
Cool.
Yeah. You know,
we popping. We busting.
Therefore,
you like Louis bags. You can't afford them, but you like those.
You know
right?
what I'm saying? And I tell her that all the time. Niggas don't come to the Lamborghini car lot and be like, "Yo, this is expensive." When niggas take your tail to Nissan, what? Anyway, all right, boom. So moving on to the topic of the day: the BNT's guide to being back outside. The BNT guide to being back outside. So we're going to give you some tips, you know, just talk about how you can be best prepared to being back outside. And I know niggas been outside already. You probably ain't been doing it right because we ain't dropped this episode yet. So now that you have this episode, you can go back inside, recoup, and then go back out there fully
Cause prepared. Because shit is getting hectic.
Yeah, man.
Shit is hectic
niggas
outside.
Is crazy out there. So who want to kick it off? I'll kick it off. Tip number one, make sure your gear is right, my nigga. You had a year and a half.
No bullshit. You trying to go on nigga's house and he don't got nothing to wear. Bro.
Why? Why?
Last year, I was just buying clothes. I'm good for fits. Probably till fall. Like, I'm straight.
Nigga. Ain't nobody seen him.
You exactly. Just buying clothes for what? Like...
How's your gear? Nigga had you had stimmies. Niggas had PPE. Your gear still not right? What is up?
What is up?
What is up?
What's good, my nigga? You should, I mean, at this point, it's a little bit too late, but it's not really. If you want to, you know, just take the summer off to build up that fall wardrobe.
Gotta sit this one out.
Because fall be kind of lit, too. Yeah. Fall be lit, too.
Homecoming season.
Homecoming season. You got concerts that's still going on.
Yeah.
You know, I be having November on lock. You know what I'm saying? Fall is pretty fun. Yeah, so
no excuse. Inexcusable.
Go back in the house and buy some clothes. Yeah. All right. What's next? The guide for being back outside.
Shoot. I got a healthy guide, man. Put some sunscreen on, man.
Put some sunscreen on.
Put some sunscreen on.
Yeah, man.
Everybody think, I know y'all black out there listening to this. Put some sunscreen on. Mm-hmm. You do need it.
You do need it.
Okay.
I think an SPF of what, 30 is the best?
You need that. Yeah. You know how like the copper tone and stuff, SPF 15 or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I mean, don't overcomplicate it.
Yeah.
Put sunscreen on. Yeah. Start there. Just put some sunscreen on. That's what I got.
I like that. I like that.
I got one. Make sure the funds are available. Make sure the funds are available. If you're asking Shorty out, you know, make sure
nigga,
it's time to let her get, you know, what she want. There's no splitting the tab. Make sure the funds is there.
Imagine that, ladies. Imagine you go out with a nigga who's been pressed. Exactly.
Niggas was talking all that, you know. I seen a post like, yo, niggas was like, you know, I'm gonna take you out when the pandemic over, and then
been
as soon
quiet.
As, as soon
crickets.
As it's over, nah,
for real. Like, can I take you out? Like, yes, you can take me out. What's haven't up? Heard from niggas since.
Niggas was capped all pandemic.
Make sure your funds are available. I like that one, Vic, because Trill. Imagine niggas talking, yeah, you want to go half? I would, man.
What? No.
No.
Of course not.
Let me think of another one. I did have another. Oh, okay. So listen, if you are, now that we know, like, I think before we kind of took it for granted, you know, when people have colds and flus and stuff, they was just outside anyway, sending their kids to school anyway. Now that we know, like, how effective it could be to keep your distance from people.
Yeah.
If you're not feeling well,
stay your ass home.
Please.
It's not that deep.
You don't need to be at that party. And also continue the 6 foot thing. Like,
oh, I hope that never goes away.
Oh my gosh.
I honestly wish we would have kept all the pandemic rules, but just opened it up.
Yeah.
Back up.
Keep, yeah.
Get off me.
Yeah.
Don't touch me.
The little sticky pads that was on the ground in the store. Yeah. They should have kept those.
Yeah, stand on those.
6 feet is, I that should it. Be law. Yeah.
I need it.
You breathing on my neck, my nigga. Yeah.
Also, be a man with a plan.
Be a man with a plan.
Women
ooh,
hate,
I like that.
It's up to you ass niggas.
Oh, my gosh.
Have a plan.
I could kiss you in the mouth right now.
Have a plan, fellas. You hit her up.
And a backup
if she hits
plan.
You up, okay. Even if a shorty hit me up, I'll probably still have a plan. But, you know, if she hits you up, I'll let that, you know, hey, she hit me up, bro. Okay, I got it.
Right.
You can leave it up to her. But if you hit her up, have a plan.
Please.
It's not that hard.
It's not
drinks,
that hard.
Out to eat, hookah spot.
Man, what? That's easy.
Bread and butter right there.
Who don't like to eat?
Eat, drinks, hookah spot.
It's a lot of good places to eat in Virginia.
A lot
it's
of good
all
places
the way
to
around.
Eat.
The cheat code is just give her an opportunity to get cute. Mm-hmm. To dress up and for her to eat and to drink. Like, there's literally every single corner in downtown Norfolk. Portsmouth is a vibe. P-Town, I love me at Old Town, P-Town. Richmond is a vibe. Brunch. I mean, my nigga.
Exactly.
A man with a plan. I love that. Okay, make sure you go out with confidence. Okay? You should be better. We had like a year and a half to do like some introspective work. We had a year and a half to get right with the Lord. We had a year and a half. I mean, you just had a lot of time, you know, like, to learn a new skill. Time. I mean, my nigga, you should be coming out speaking a new language, knowing how to play a guitar. I mean, you should feel really good about yourself. We had a whole year. So go out with confidence. You know what I'm saying? I feel as though what I've learned is like when you are feeling comfortable and confident about yourself, niggas don't have no other choice but to feel that way about you. But if you're like, oh my God. Yeah, niggas gonna look at you like, yeah. Yeah, you should feel that way. You know what I'm saying? So go out with confidence. Like, you just know, not don't be cocky, you know, because that can kind of run somebody off. But be confident in what you got going on for yourself, especially if you already got those other tips correct. Your wardrobe is right. You got a plan. You're wearing sunscreen. Mm-hmm. You should be confident.
Another thing. Tip your waitresses and your bartenders.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Please.
When you got the section, because I'm... When we first got out of the pandemic, I was in the club probably for like 2 months straight every weekend.
Making up for lost time.
And they was telling me that niggas ain't out here tipping when they get the section.
What?
So I'm like, hey, if you cop the section, fellas, it's 10 of y'all. If 10 of y'all give her
$10. 10. Well,
she
with
good.
One bottle. Somebody can tip, my nigga. Come on.
Somebody can tip.
Somebody can tip.
Right, especially if your man is the one that got the got you in there. I mean, bring your $10, bro. You can find
$10. Come on, man.
Take care of your people, man.
That's
please,
crazy.
Please. All right. Yeah, you already said make sure your money right. Don't hesitate to miss a party or two. It's a lot going on. I feel like a lot of people are trying to make up for missed time. Mm-hmm. And even I kind of felt like, okay, I'm back outside. And then I had to be like, okay, now, like, I'm doing a lot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's like a lot of moves. So you may have to be like, I'm going to make that one, but not that one. And not that one. And also not that one. And you will be okay. I feel like you're not missing too much. Especially if you are like, I don't want to say up in age, but we don't been there, done that, lived our lives way before COVID. So now that we back outside, like, it's fun and stuff like that, but we ain't miss it too much. You know, been there, done that. So it's okay to sit down for a little bit.
Recoup. Yeah.
Recoup. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. What else? Also, I think if you was in the sit down stage, what they call it? What they call it when we was locked down?
Quarantine?
Yeah,
quarantine. Sit down.
The quarantine, a lot of people start businesses and stuff like that. Mm. So hopefully you still have that business, so you can't be everywhere anyway. So you should probably be trying to, because now that everything is wide open, it's going to be another season after that. I feel like it's going to be like, okay, like more of a steady pace, and we kind of have to keep up with the pace. So let these niggas get their little events out the way, or get their products out the way, and you prepare your business to launch in the fall or launch in the winter or even next year. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The BNT guide for being back outside.
It's going to be a crazy summer. I know we like, it's July, but it still feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a little ways to go.
Yeah.
Ladies, you should have been like this before, but make sure you have some type of weapon on you. Niggas are
strap
crazy
up.
Out here.
Strap up, ladies.
Niggas got outside and was just like, they lost all their wits about them. Like, it's a lot going on.
Get the strap, get the knife, get the taser.
Mace, all of that.
All of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because these niggas is wildin'.
Yeah. Yeah. I got me a pink little knife on me at all times.
Stabbing niggas.
Yeah. Shanking niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, on accident, you know? Like, oh, my bad. Just real ready.
Reflexes. Right.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. The BNT guy for being back outside. Get a bottle. Make sure you have a bottle on deck at all times.
Oh, yes.
What kind of bottle are you drinking on, Eli?
Drinking on right now? This is a Gatorade bottle.
No. I'm talking about, like, what's your drink of choice?
Oh. I mean, I typically drink dark, but I ain't going to lie to you. Tequila done had a hold on me.
Like, Casamigos has the streets in a headlock.
I ain't going to lie to you, man.
Casamigos.
Welcome. I've been on tequila for a very long time, back when niggas was like, what's wrong with you and tequila? Like, yeah, now y'all see what's up. Tequila's a good time.
It is.
Yeah.
Go to the white people neighborhoods to get the Casamigos, because niggas are... I can't go to my local,
they're gone.
My hood ABC store. There is no Migos.
There's none.
There's none. No take off, no Quavo. None of them. You got to go to the Y. I remember went out to the beach, and it's all, the beaches got all the.
Yeah, because white people don't care about that.
Yeah, they don't drink that.
You got the clear version, the white version. You got the Raspado. You got all type 375, 750. Yeah. You got the 1 liter. I mean,
but in the hood,
they stocked up.
There is no, nah.
None.
It's not there.
Migos is gone. Henny is gone.
Yeah. Yep.
They're both gone.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I love me some good Casamigos. Yeah, I think that's good. Make sure you drink water. I mean, that's a duh.
Yeah, get you a water bottle.
Mm-hmm. I would say make sure you go out with a posse, but for real, you can literally just be by yourself.
Just be strapped.
Yeah.
Double back to that.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, man. So, yeah, I think we good here. I think people should be well prepared now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
July 4th is really like the peak of the summer. So we still about a few more weeks into it until we get into the fall and shit. Well, not a few more weeks, but you know, when school and shit start coming down.
For sure.
Yeah, but.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, man. I'm so sorry,
anything
guys,
y'all
that
do
we were.
That what you mean? You haven't done yet for the summer?
What do I want to do that I have not done?
I had some trips.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what's happening with the airlines right now.
What you mean?
Yeah.
It's like a pilot strike or something, or like they people, like canceling American Airlines flights and stuff.
Flights be getting canceled. Yeah. That would be the worst though. Your flight get canceled right when you're in the airport.
In the airport?
Nah.
Yeah.
Because they went on a strike?
Nah.
Man, get me out.
Especially
of here.
If you're not at home. You at the place that you flew to, and now you gotta go.
Yeah,
spend another night or two.
Nah.
Yeah, man. No, I think I'm good for the summer. I think I'm good. I'm gonna start preparing for the fall now.
Yeah.
Because the fall is mine.
Y'all been on the beach yet? Mm-mm. I need to get on the beach.
I haven't been to the... I'm not really a beach.
Me neither. Not anymore.
I don't like sand.
You don't like sand? I just like being at the ocean.
Well, I don't like the beach up here, maybe. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Oh, no. I didn't mean
Virginia water.
Yeah. Shout out to the 7-5, but I didn't mean Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
Our beach is cheeks.
Oh, yeah. I meant the beach where you can see the bottom of the water. I mean, you can see the sand under the water. That's the beach I'm talking about.
Yeah, man. All right, y'all. Well, thank you for listening to our new episode of Beauty and the Trill.
Are we back?
I guess we're about to see.
TBA.
I hope so. Look at this view. This view is nice.
Yeah, man.
Check out this
we got a nice little new little studio spot. Yeah.
If anything, next time you coming up to us, Trill.
Oh, the Richmond?
Mm-hmm.
I can do that.
Yeah.
I can do that.
That'd be nice.
And then we can go eat.
Because y'all got a couple moves up there. Got Cabana. No, Cabana's a Sunday spot, but should I stay?
Last time I tried to get in Cabana, they told me no.
What?
Racist.
They do be like that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. I mean, I don't know why, because we haven't tweeted from there in a while, but we do have
I was going to hit you up the other day. We still had the page?
Yeah, and I just started an Instagram page for us, so I'm going to start posting on that. By the time we release this episode, it will be live.
Because a lot of y'all niggas been making podcasts, and I ain't really been feeling
boo-boo.
So I had to bring it. We had to come back.
At Beauty and Trill. All right. Follow Vic. Follow Trill on Twitter. What's your handle, love?
I'm on one. IM_0N1. Y'all know that, though.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
And Eli said his earlier, but he's going to give it to you one more time.
_get money.
Yep. And then follow me on Instagram and Twitter @kilogram, @KHILOGRAM. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye.
We out.
Holla.